And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you with your news for the hour. I'm coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We're going to get it started for you right now. Members of Blue Stars Mothers Thumb Chapter MI-178 spent May in Memorial Day honoring both the nation's veterans and its future service members across the Thumb region. The chapter participated in graduation awards programs at several local high schools, recognizing students who have committed to military service following graduation. At Harbor Beach High School, graduates John Learman and Ava Woodward were honored by chapter members Heather Kowalski, Sally Cohn, and Linda Ellent. Students received certificates, military honor cords, and service branch stoles, while family members were presented flowers and letters of support from the organization. Blue Star Mothers representatives also took part in ceremonies at Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Deckerville, Croswell, Lexington, Bad Axe, and Millington schools, thanking graduates for their decision to serve and recognizing the support of their families. The chapter's community involvement continued on Memorial Day in Harbor Beach, where members participated in the cemetery remembrance service before joining the downtown parade. Those taking part include Pat Rogers and Marcia Janik, who carried the chapter banner, along with Linda Allant, Alicia Kramer, and Nick Sturmer. Blue Star Mothers Thumb Chapter MI-178 says the events reflect its ongoing mission of supporting military members, veterans, and their families throughout the community. In Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nessel is urging state regulators to strengthen financial protections tied to a proposed long-term power agreement between DTE Energy and Google for a planned 1-gigawatt data center in Van Buren Township. In testimony filed with the Michigan Public Service Commission, Nessel argues the current 20-year contracts do not do enough to shield residential customers from potential cost if the project falls short of expectations. Her office is recommending higher minimum monthly payments from Google and steeper exit fees to reduce the risk of stranded investments. The Attorney General also wants regulators to establish additional accounting measures to ensure expenses related to serving the data center, including transmission costs, are not shifted onto Michigan ratepayers. Any financial gains from the project, she contends, should be used to reduce customer bills rather than increase utility profits. Nessel noted the Google proposal is being reviewed through a contested case process that allows public testimony and cross-examination, unlike a previous data center agreement in Saline Township that was approved without a similar hearing. She has separately appealed that earlier approval, citing concerns over transparency. The proposed agreements for the Google facility remain under review by the Public Service Commission at this time. And we will be right back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.